You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Do you love the Tabernacle Choir? This year, the choir's music is everywhere you are. Listen to your favorite choir songs and music and the spoken word anytime you want on Alexa by simply enabling this skill.
Alexa, play music in the spoken word.
Now playing music in the spoken word.
You can also download the Tabernacle Choir app, subscribe to the choir on YouTube, listen on Spotify, and have access to all their wonderful music. Happy listening.
Well, in fact, let's get out to the Zone phone. She joins us now, of course, Women's Basketball Hall of Famer, former member of the Utah Stars, and of course, a former Taylorsville Warrior. She's Natalie Williams with us here on Jake and Ben. Natalie, thank you so much for a few minutes. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
So how did this get set up? You're going to be on the broadcast tomorrow with the Utah Jazz. We saw they did it with ESPN earlier in the year, but that was a national game. How did this come to be, and how did you get included on the all-female broadcast?
Well, I think it was mainly spurred from Holly Rowe and, you know, her strive to get more women involved, especially it's International Women's Month. And so one of the people she thought would be great, and she's like, hey, one of the biggest from Utah is Natalie Williams. So she reached out to me, and I said, hey, it'll be a lot of fun. Let's do it.
So normally, you know, kind of in the first part of the interview, we like to ask, you know, kind of what are you up to now? What are you doing now? But believe it or not, we got an update on that from Jeff Judkins yesterday, where he told us that you're apparently running an AAU team that's chock full of ballers.
Yes. I've been coaching for the last 16 years and have been coaching a little in high school and then also running my own club program for the last 8 years. And had my first McDonald's All-American this year.
Oh, all right. Congrats.
Who was that?
Tamia Gardner from Fremont High School.
And where's she going?
She is headed to Oregon State next year.
So we can pick up there because the Pac-12, I mean, there's been some increased interest locally, A, because the Pac-12 is such an elite women's basketball program. You were there when it was the Pac-10 and obviously did great things at UCLA. But now, you know, the women's Utah basketball team is going. Stanford's coming off a national title. Do you still track Pac-12 basketball and women's basketball at the college level?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. We head down to the Pac-12 tournament every year. Just came back about a week and a half ago, and it was, as always, an amazing experience. I took my daughters for the first time, so they had a blast. They're 14 and 12, and, you know, their goals are to play in the Pac-12 one day. So, yes, I follow it. Love watching all the teams.
Hey, you turned them loose in Vegas down there, did you?
Yeah, well, I didn't let them out too much, so they're still young. My 12-year-old would have been just all over the town if she would have had her way, but no. They hung out and just got to meet all the girls and get to meet, you know, some of the best in the country, like Cameron Brink and Haley Jones, so they were in the hotel, and so seeing them in the halls was really cool for them.
The question that we asked Coach Judkins, where he talked about you, we asked him about the health of the sport here locally, and I guess I'll ask you the same thing from your perspective. You know, is this is Utah, Salt Lake, are we pumping out good women's basketball players?
Yes, I would definitely have to say so. I think it's just improved from year to year. You know, getting a McDonald's All-American, and that's one of 24 women in the whole country. Getting one here, and then, you know, just the incredible, they're just starting, kids are starting younger. You know, I have some amazing young women in my program that are only in sixth grade, and my daughter is probably, I might be biased, but I think she's the top seventh grade player in the state for basketball and softball. So I think girls are just starting a lot younger, and they're more competitive. And they're playing against better competition. So, you know, it's increasing just the level of play.
I want to ask you this because you're a great ambassador to the sport itself. And going back to when you were at UCLA to going to the WNBA, playing overseas, working with the national team, what you're doing now at the AAU level, what's the evolution of basketball for women been like just as far as its you know, it's publicity and that the WNBA is growing in priority now, and salaries are not anywhere near the men's, but they're livable wages and they're decent wages right now. What have been the biggest changes that you've seen that have kind of spurred it to this next level?
Well, I think it really helped with, you know, Kobe Bryant and Dwayne Wade and all the NBA players that have supported the WNBA and the women's players and go to the games and are making other people see, hey, this is amazing basketball. And these are incredible athletes. And they deserve to be recognized. They deserve to be paid more. They deserve to be more visible. And I think that's what it's taken. And it's really helped. I mean, I feel like I'm one of the pioneers, but I still feel like the ones that are playing now are pioneers, and there's still a lot of work to do. But it's fun. It's on the up, and I'm sure you heard that all of the ad space has been sold for the women's NCAA tournament.
Yeah, weeks in advance, right?
Yep, weeks in advance, and so that's amazing to hear, and I think it's only going to continue to grow.
So we are very excited to hear you on the Jazz broadcast tomorrow night. Give us kind of your big picture. What do you think about this ball club?
Well, it was fun to be at the game last night. Donovan Mitchell was incredible in the third quarter. I think he had, I don't have the notes yet, but I think he had 7 threes in the third quarter. Yeah. So that was really fun to see. And just really kind of getting to know the team. I haven't watched many games this year, but I've kind of done my research on the last few. And they're a solid group. I mean, I think they're going to go far in the playoffs and do well.
I think one of the main, you know, there's not been a lot of black guys in sports here in the state of Utah. We've had a lot of success, and the football programs are doing great at the colleges, and the Jazz have obviously always been a playoff-bound team. But losing the stars is something that it feels, looking back on, that should have been able to stick around and would love to get a WNBA team back. What do you remember from your time with the Stars, time in Utah, the fans, and then, of course, switching to San Antonio?
Well, I think the biggest thing, especially in our last two seasons, is just the excitement around the team. Our attendance was up. I think we were averaging close to 5,000, every single game. I think it would be great for not only the youth here and the girls here in Utah to get a team back, but just also the public. We don't have a Major League football team. We don't have a Major League baseball team. So I think they would be really welcomed if the WNBA was able to come back to Utah.
So I was like asking this question to players who played at an extraordinarily high level, but give us a few names. I don't know if you want to pick from the college ranks, the pros, the women, the men, but give us a few names of players that you enjoy watching play.
For sure, Caitlin Clark from Iowa. She is, they are calling her the female Steph Curry. If you haven't seen her play,
she pulls up from everywhere. Yeah, she really does. Beyond half court, she's open.
Yeah, well, and it's not only that. I mean, her range is incredible, but it's her passing ability and her vision and her speed, the way she pushes the ball down the floor. Really fun to watch. I mean, a generational type player. There really hasn't been anyone like her in any time, and I've been watching women's basketball for a long time. So I really enjoy watching her. The kid from Baylor, Nelissa Smith, she will probably be one or two draft pick in the WNBA draft. And Ryan Howard from Kentucky. So those will go one and two. And then Paige Beckers from UConn. She's a lot like Caitlin Clark, but just not as flashy, just a great scorer. So, I mean, there's just so many fun women to watch in the NCAA tournament. Hopefully a lot of people will tune in.
I think one of the great things about sports, and it can be any league, is we can always look back, and we love, we get to talk to a lot of athletes, and one of my favorite questions is always say, who was just a step above? Even you played against them, and as good as everybody was on the court, Charles Barkley, Karl Malone will say it, Michael Jordan was just better than everybody. He just was a different level of player. Who did you play against at any point in your career and you just thought, that woman is just better than everybody else on the court? She's just a different type of player.
Well, I don't know if people remember back when I played, but Yolanda Griffith was, and she was on the Olympic team with me, but she was definitely a step above everyone. Super athletic, 6'4". But could handle the ball, rebound, run, and just a beast, you know, with her energy and intensity. So, I mean, I would have to say her, Tisha Panichero, was also a great point guard. Becky Hammond, who is now the head coach of the Las Vegas Aces, she was a great point guard, just kind of an underdog point guard, but just did everything well and was a great scorer. So, I mean, those were, you know, hard people to compete against.
Well, Natalie, thank you so much for coming on. We're really excited to watch the broadcast tomorrow night, but really, our pleasure to talk to you. Thank you very much.
Well, thanks for having me on.
Thanks,
Appreciate
Natalie.
It.
The great Natalie Williams with us here on Jake and Ben.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.